We are wrapping up a seasonably cool Wednesday across eastern New York and western New England, though across the north it has been on the cold side today. Around the capital region and Point South, temperatures have been in the neighborhood of seasonable levels, though we've had some wind around, and when you get into that wind, there is a little bit of a bite to this already cool air. We've seen a blend of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Clouds have been rather stubborn in some areas, though we've managed to break the sun through in many spots, at least for a while this afternoon. And heading into tonight, we'll see clouds fill back in as another disturbance comes at us from the west. And as that disturbance comes into the area, we'll see the potential for some snow showers, mainly very late tonight and then into the day tomorrow. The best opportunity for those snow showers will be in areas along and south of I-90, but even across the north, there may be a few flurries or some scattered snowflakes as this disturbance comes through. Now, before we get to that, we're going to have another cold night across the area. Temperatures will fall back largely into the teens with some single digits possible, and possibly even some below zero readings across the north. So be ready for another chilly night, a cold start to the day tomorrow. And that disturbance comes through with those scattered snow showers. Now, this is not a big storm. However, there is going to be the chance for at least a few slippery spots as some of these snow showers come by. Of course, a little dusting of snow can be slippery on the roads and especially on the driveways and sidewalks, so keep that in mind for the day tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side again. It's not really a surprise given how it's been so far this month. Temperatures will be basically in the neighborhood of 30 degrees in the capital region with some 20s in areas north and west of the capital region. Then moving into the day on Friday, we should see numbers bounce back close to 40 as some warmer air begins to be pushed into our area. That's ahead of a storm that will come into the region Friday night into Saturday, likely to bring rain, though there may be a bit of a wintry mix, especially north and west of the Albany area. It's a bit early to say exactly how far north all of this rain's going to go. There are still a couple of question marks about it, so it's certainly something to stay on top of over the next couple of days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with some scattered snow showers and highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, with highs in the 20s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, there is the chance of some spotty drizzle on Friday, a high around 40, and on Saturday, there is a chance of rain, especially during the morning, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.